Michael, hello.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. How's it going down in sunny Tassie?
Yeah, well, would you believe it? It's actually sunny.
Well, we love CFM, mate. We love you guys. Oh, big fan of you guys.
Oh, cool. We like us too because they pay us.
You're the first network actually to add the single.
So oh, great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent work. Well, that's really exciting because this is all coming up to the culmination to the release of your album.
Yeah, it's really, really close. We actually thought we had it completely finished. And then I had a few of my, you know, muso friends, a few other singers come over, and we just were sort of jamming in my on my couch, and one of them had this kind of, you know, half an idea with a few chords, and that ended up becoming How Sweet It Is over a few beers.
Now, this is the one that at the moment, are you playing this at Miley Cyrus's concerts?
Yeah, we're playing all the new stuff at Miley. We're sort of road testing it, so it's going really good. But
that is so cool.
Yeah, it's just one of those songs that kind of came together when you weren't expecting it, so yep. Very good.
And were you so excited when Miley asked you to tour with her?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I was just, you know, what a great opportunity, and, you know, to get in front of a whole bunch of, you know, new fans and people that wouldn't necessarily buy a ticket to my shows. You know, it's good to get in front of them and give them a great time.
Now, what does it mean for an Aussie artist like you to be on tour with such a huge name as Miley Cyrus? I mean, I don't want to talk about Miley for the whole interview, but this must be a really big coup for you.
You know, it is fantastic. I've been really lucky over my career to have the support of, you know, a lot of people like, you know, Script and Seal and Newton Faulkner and, you know, of course, Lisa and Jess and stuff. And, you know, people, you know, can sort of say about that what they will. But, you know, as an artist trying to build their career, having people that, you know, have huge international careers, you know, coming along beside you and saying, you know, not only do I believe in you, but I believe in you enough to give you my audience for an hour. You know, it's a really big honour, and it's something I don't take lightly, and, you know, I'm fully aware of how lucky I am to have had so much of that so far.
What's the vibe been like at the concert so far?
Amazing. Yeah, we're so well looked after. They're giving us everything from, you know, there's usually the PA is kind of limited for the support act, and they've got, you know, there's no lights. There's just two ugly roadies standing with torches at your face, you know, that kind of thing. So they've given us the whole hog to the big screens and full video cameras, and, you know, I think that Miley's just completely confident in, you know, how amazing her show is, and she realises that, you know, having a support act that people actually enjoy is only going to make her fans have an even better night.
You know, and with modern technology and social networking, YouTube, Twitter, all that, that's only going to help you too, isn't it?
It's very true, mate. It's you know, after, you know, being signed for about 10 years, you know, it's the reason I had a career when Love the Fall came out, is thanks to social media and, you know, just keeping in touch with the kids on there. And, you know, it's really good to be able to have immediate feedback when you get off the stage. You know, that was, you know, crap, or, you know, that was awesome. Or,
back to the drawing board.
Yeah, exactly. So that's awesome. And, you know, I love honest feedback on Twitter. You know, it's really good. And I love it when people, you know, tweet me my lyrics and, you know, tell me how much, you know, they mean to them and they had a good night. It's really good to be able to get that instant, you know, feedback.
Now, the song How Sweet It Is, it's out on iTunes now and it's at radio, so we're going to be spinning it big time here at CFM.
Amazing.
When you've finished your music career, whether it ever finishes, my spies tell me that you started to study in law.
I did. It's not something I've readily admit, but I did do a year of law school, yes.
Why?
Well, you know, back when I came out of school, it sounded like a good idea at the time, really. You know, and I did enjoy it, and it was something I was quite good at. I don't mind getting my head stuck in a book and, you know, researching. Yeah, I just got the offer to sort of tour the world and play guitar, and it was kind of too good to turn up.
Yeah, yeah, got to grab the bull by the horns, don't you? You can always pick the book back up later in life, can't you?
Exactly. I'll be like this old guy, you know, with a bunch of these 18-year-olds going back to uni, and that'd be awesome.
Excellent. Michael Pater, thanks so much for joining us on The Juice here at CFM, and we love supporting our Australian acts and especially you. So we're going to give you a new one to spin right now.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate your support. It means a lot.